Oklahoma schools are restricted in how they can spend money, even money that comes from local taxpayers. State legislators are considering changing the law to give schools more flexibility, which could unlock funds for expenses like teacher salaries. As State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, many school leaders oppose the idea.
U.S. Highway 62 is a rural stretch of road outside of Oklahoma City. It connects small towns as it winds southwest toward Lawton. The first two towns are close to each other, but they're very different. Newcastle is bustling. There's a Walmart, a power plant, and a casino. 10 miles south is Blanchard. Blanchard's more rural. It has a car dealership, a few mom-and-pop shops, and a Sonic.
Hi, yeah, can I get a mini Sonic Blast with Oreos?
This disparity in business activity equals a big difference in the amount of property taxes generated in the two towns. And these property taxes are what feeds the local schools' building funds. State law says this money can only be spent on buildings, maintenance, repairs, utilities, and custodians. Newcastle has a bigger building fund, and its schools look brand new. Senate Bill 887, filed by Republican Senator Josh Burkine, would allow schools to tap their building funds and use that property tax money for whatever they want, including books, classroom supplies, and teacher salaries. It's an idea lawmakers have posed for years as they've butted heads over how to increase school funding.
That sounds really good because it allows schools to use a different fund than they previously could use for teacher salaries, and that's true.
That's the superintendent of Blanchard Public Schools, Jim Beckham. And he says, on the surface, the bill seems helpful. But he says it's actually not.
There's an inequity, a basic inequity, built into this bill.
Beckham worries if legislation like this passes, Newcastle, the neighboring district, could offer teachers more money because they have more, possibly baiting away some of his staff.
So the wealthy schools could lure more teachers and better teachers. The poorer schools would be relegated to having the teachers they have if there was a difference in teacher salaries, a big difference, and there could be with this bill.
Newcastle Superintendent Tony O'Brien says he understands Beckham's concern.
If this bill passes, it's going to allow a lot of haves and have-nots and make inequities more so than what there currently is.
But O'Brien says he won't be stealing teachers anytime soon. He says the bill actually wouldn't help him at all because the money in his building fund is all used up.
It's not like I got a bunch of money floating out there sitting in there to throw at my teachers. You know, we still have to repair air conditioners. We still have to repair heaters at this time of the year.
I interviewed O'Brien in the coach's office as Newcastle hosted a weekend-long basketball tournament.
My custodian is working all weekend, so we're paying his salary over the weekend. Toilet paper, cleaning supplies, electricity.
O'Brien says all that is coming out of his building fund. He says there are some districts, though, that could really benefit from a bill like this. And it's the small group of schools that already get so much money in local property taxes that they don't receive any money from the state.
Those schools that already are doing well, they could really put some money toward their teacher salaries. They would be pirating teachers left and right.
Both superintendents say what their schools really need is for lawmakers to raise teacher salaries statewide and send more revenue to schools for education. Senator Burkine says he never intended the bill to be the answer to Oklahoma's teacher pay problem. He understands that's going to require more work from the legislature. Rather, he hopes this could be a temporary fix, giving schools more spending options until lawmakers do agree on a more permanent school funding solution. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on education, energy, the environment, healthcare, and criminal justice, visit KGOU.org.